Uh-oh, hello? I don't know if we're on the radio.
We are. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I can hear you.
Well, I have a couple of things going here, so.
Okay.
It's, as long as
you're
sure
if I lost you, then.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to get Jay on here, too, because he is calling in, our third co-host.
Oh, yay.
Hey, Jay. Is he there? Hello.
I don't hear him.
All right. We'll leave it open so he can jump on whenever he wants.
Okay.
Well, hi.
Hello.
I have not chatted with you in a moment.
I know.
I am just getting back from Alabama, actually. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I texted you, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure where you were located.
Where am I at today?
Yeah,
just
where is
not
her
flat.
Location?
It's a mess. It's kind of a mess down there. It's yeah, the power lines. He's got power lines running all through his yard, and I'm not sure why, because he has electricity. And while I was there, his refrigerator went out, so we had a scramble to put food in different freezers and get some ice for the coolers and stuff. So we had a little camping indoor experience with no refrigerator. he got one Friday morning, so that was good. So that's all taken care of. The yard's a little cleaner. Everything's a little better. So left them in hopefully in a good place. So
sounds like it.
That was kind of my week last week. So now I'm, if you want to call my life normal, I'm back to my normal routine today. So,
okay, good.
So yeah, so feeling good today. It was a little energy weird this morning. I don't know if you felt anything like that, and if anything is, I don't know.
I have for the past several days, because there's been a lot of energy shifts. I haven't looked at the Schumann resonance, but that would be interesting too. But I think we're still doing, you know, we talked about doing a lot of releasing, and especially in the kind of work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of people that even have physical symptoms in areas that they're releasing, and mm-hmm. they've had them pretty heavy. And I know I've been sleepier at times than I normal, because I normally have like just a ton of energy, but there's been like maybe 2 days where I just had to go to bed like at, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, which is unusual for me.
Yeah. Well, I was I was running on Central Time, and I found myself tired by like 7 o'clock, and that's 8 o'clock our time.
Oh wow.
And one night we ended up burning a lot of stuff and had a really big bonfire. Yeah, it gets dark at like 5 o'clock there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another contributor.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
and I read something about the Schumann resonance, which you were talking about, that it was supposed to be particularly high. So I was trying to figure out what it all meant, you know.
I think it's the earth shifting.
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah. So it's, you know, they've got
shifting energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, just playing around with that and just knowing that there is a tremendous amount of transformation happening. So we seem to have lost Jay.
And
don't have him in chat. So hopefully if he jumps back on here, he will. I don't know what the deal is. We had him unmuted. So sometimes it clicks in, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, I just this morning felt really, I felt a little odd and just a bit heavy. And I thought that was thing. And it's like almost like Twilight Zone. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, what's going on here? And I was working on
I said my whole high school was like that. So I can relate to what you mean by Twilight Zone.
Okay. All right. I think he's back. Hold on. Let's try this again.
Okay.
All right. Jay, are you there?
Hey, ladies.
There
he
is.
He's back.
All right. Cool.
Yay.
Cool. Yeah. Like, we lost you, and now you're back.
Well, I was actually in the kitchen. I was doing something. I heard you, and I'm going like, oh, he'll come back. So I decided to come back in. So yeah, thank you for allowing me to be on the show. So thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, you enjoy
Hello,
it.
Oh,
Nita.
We love it.
Yeah, we were just talking about the energy past couple of days, and I was telling, I don't know how much you were listening to, but I told her, I said, I woke up, I felt like I was a little bit in a twilight zone, you know, and I don't know if that's because I'm traveling a little bit, and I just felt like I was busy with what we call our reality, right? Busy with your reality
right.
last week and, you know, just trying to help my dad as much as I can. And then, just coming back to everything, like I worked on email lists this morning and just having conversations with people, and that's, you know, but I felt a little off, you know, like I was in the twilight zone. So, anyway, I wasn't sure what our topic was going to be, Jay. So I did apples to oranges, sort of comparing your inside to someone's outside, which, you know, maybe we can broach that a little bit as we talk, but, you know, because we have a tendency to do that. I think, you know, we look at something or we look at people and we say, oh, you know, I wish I had that, or I wish I had their life, or, you know, I can see like people comparing that external thing with what's going on the inside. And having chatted with a couple of people, realizing too, just because you've got the stuff doesn't mean you've got the happiness and the joy and all of that. So I thought it was interesting to kind of graze that a little bit. So,
well, that's interesting you say that.
Yeah.
It's really, I was going to say, just get back to how people are feeling right now. I think I think the whole world is right now is watching what America is doing, and I think we're in a state of apprehension that something might happen. So I think that's how people are feeling right now. So, because nothing has been decided in your election down there, so
mm-hmm.
and tensions are still high. Getting back to your topic, I was watching a BBC special regarding happiness. It was a long, long time ago when I watched it, and they were interviewing people who bought a car, or what's happiness, right? And they were all talking about the outer stuff, all the material things, and that we're told that makes us happy, right? Because we have to support a consumerism marketplace, that stuff that we have to buy all the time makes us happy, but it really doesn't. You know, they even talk to people who bought cars and that lasts for about 2 months, but they're still making payments and now they're unhappy.
Right.
So, I think one of the things, the key thing they brought about people being happy was a sense of community, actually, with other people. And they discovered mm-hmm. that actually in why people in this one town in Japan, they live longer than anybody else in the world, and it was a sense of community. When people were older, had a sense of, like, not a sense of duty, but or obligation, but a sense of, how would you say it, belonging, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, thank you much for the word, Anita. And yeah, mm-hmm. so I think what happens
that's a lot of that, Jay, from the book The Blue Zone, because they have different places where people live over, you know, 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's a whole book called The Blue Zone.
Yeah, Jay, I think I saw that that documentary, though, because there was a couple of how they take the older generation actually will, like, meet the younger generation at the bus or something when they're coming home from school. And there's very much an interconnectedness and an interweaving of everybody in the community. Everybody has purpose. It's really a neat thing. And actually, I was just reading something, too, about why we created the pandemic. And it comes down to, they're saying the logical explanation is that people have deprived their lives of meaning. So how cool is that? As you're talking about this, Jay, because it's the earth will find a way to purify itself from the purposelessness. So if you think about it, we are doing things what I would consider on purpose. I mean, even this podcast, right? It's on purpose. Like, we're here to... I say first, help ourselves, and in helping ourselves and having these conversations and sharing our perspectives, we help other people. So it's something that we're not required to do. It's something that we don't get paid to do. It's, you know, we could use it as a marketing ploy if we wanted to, but we don't have to. And generally, you know, being in marketing all my life, I don't want another vehicle to market. You know, you can, but you would do it naturally. But it's, I think when you start to live your life on purpose, whatever that purpose is, and that's not necessarily always building a multi-million dollar business or having the biggest house or having the best cars or any, you know, it's not that at all. It's like you said, Jay, I mean, people go out and it's like they consume because they think that's going to make them happy. And that's external. You know, we're all, and that's, I guess, cool because this is about the apples to oranges, right? I mean, it's comparing apples to oranges because, you know, I've joked around a lot these past couple of years because, you know, I had this stuff, right? I had the house, I had the cars, I had the business, I had all this stuff. I mean, literally physical things to sort of validate. Or what, in the beginning, I thought I needed to validate who I was and what I did in the world, you know, and then having all of that, I would say literally stripped away. It's interesting how I feel like, you know, I get off track, sure, but I feel like I live more on purpose now. Does that make sense? Like authentically living on purpose now after all that was, you know, stripped away and it's like your focus changes and your I don't want to say my values have changed. You know, my values have changed and what I like to do hasn't really changed, but I do know now that I feel more purpose filled, I guess is a good way of putting it.
Well, Anna, I wanted to say something about that because I think what Jay's saying about community is a lot about abundance too.
Yes.
And I think some of your happiness or all this after the fact is because not that you didn't know you had a community, because I think you always knew you had a community of people that cared about you and that type of thing. But I think for you, it even grew more abundant, so to speak, because you realized, you know, well, you were able to receive more. I think.
Yes. You've kind of been with
because,
me in this journey.
So you were able to receive, which is terrific because that obviously that's part of abundance. And I think that you had a lot of gratitude for the amount of giving community that you had. And so I thought if, you know, if we wanted to mention in this whole conversation too, is how have the three of us found abundance in community during this time with the pandemic, you know, being isolated? How have we achieved community?
Who's going first?
Oh, how we achieve community?
Yeah,
with not being able to go out as much, you know, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty. I think it's pretty difficult initially for start because no one was actually knowing what to do and things like that because it was a shock to the system where you're basically told en masse that, you know, you can't do this and can't do that. So purposely, right? So it was between March, April, May, right? And then things started to be less, I don't know, military strict, if you want to call it that. And then you can actually still have communications with your friends, but not from a close distance. You know, you kind of like have to go back before the pandemic was being claimed as a pandemic. And then you remember those experiences, right? So, but if you're a family or a person living on your own, it can get kind of lonely sometimes unless you basically have to reach out and, you know, talk to somebody or even, you know, through the Zoom meetings, but they only can get so far because it's not real, right? So not really real, but you can see their face, but you can't experience the five senses, right? So, and I feel that was, you know, like right now talking to you over a long distance, I have this communication with you, but I haven't, you know, I can't see you or anything like that. So I think it was a difficult for myself to, you know, get back into swimming things and just not cocoon and just go out there and, you know, talk to people that you knew before. And yeah, that's about it you can do right now. So, I mean, we're still living in a fear environment now too, right? The information I just talked about. So, yeah, I think you know, this could relate to your show topic, right? In regards to, you know, apples to oranges, right? Because, you know, you can't, we're kind of like in the same boat in a way for everybody, right? So, if you're comparing your insides to someone's outside, that's a real, I don't know, it's a real contrast in a way. It's really, I don't know, if people know they're, like it says in previous conversations, that when you have a glimpse of what your inside is like and how beautiful it is, then someone's outside is like, you kind of like, quote unquote, don't care. I mean, in a way, just observe without emotion, just sees out result, and that's their own path, right? So, if they want to do that, okay, you can't make them do that, right? But the problem is when we compare ourselves to someone else's, you know, whatever they have or outside, is that we're actually not living in a abundant moment where we're basically in property consciousness, if you want that, you know, for that moment, right? You know, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. And then that means of getting to that other person's whatever they have, because we can relate to material things versus, you know, stuff we can't see. And then we get demoralized in a way. So, you know, that's how I look at it. So this is a great wake-up time, right, for people now, is that you really can't compare someone's outside, because if you lost things that were part of your own, I would say, daily routine, such as going to a job, then why would you want to do that? Because you're just trying to survive now, right? You're trying to make ends meet, things like that. So I think it's really a unique experience now, for, like I said, for everybody to see what's inside of themselves, because we have this time now to do that, and also this time for us to really wake up to actually what is going on also in our outer world, if you want to call it, the macro world. So there's my 2 cents worth.
That's great.
What about you, Anna? How do you feel?
I, strangely enough, have kind of enjoyed the pandemic and all of its weirdness. I like, I can understand Jay's, you know, what he's talking about, and certainly
mm-hmm.
have listened to my share of folks who are kind of quote unquote freaking out, you know, because when
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to be in a small space or a space with, you know, a theory with people that normally you've got your everyday things that happen, I can see where a lot of, you know, there are a lot of parents out there who, you know, did not homeschool their kids, and now they're homeschooling their kids. They're having
mm-hmm.
a lot of people have it. That's probably the biggest one that I've had conversations with people about is education and how to juggle
mm-hmm.
if they have working from home, also making sure that their kids did their work and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm. has that created more community like and purpose in their family?
You know,
from that occurring?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, because you have people who definitely are like, I can't wait for the kids to go back to school now. Here in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
obviously, there have been huge outbreaks in the school system now. So now we have, you know, that issue to deal with. So the parents are kind of juggling again. So I don't know too many. They've gotten really creative, and instead of doing the big schools, a lot of them have opted to do smaller groups with people that they knew and working
mm-hmm.
outside, just
mm-hmm.
working outside. So for me, you know, Anita, I mean, you've been kind of along and helping me on my journey, and that's, you know, kind of what stemmed us doing the shows and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I was definitely on a quest last year to find myself and to remove these feelings of I would say loneliness and of anxiety that were coming up. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, for, not to get into my story at all, but for those who don't know, it's, you know, my partner of 18 years left, took the kids. Eventually, I was forced to sell the house, and it was just a lot of stuff that just didn't feel good. And I mean, not that I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. I mean, you and I have had these conversations over and over, you know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like, I was asking like, what happened? Like, I just wanted to know, like, what the heck happened, you know? So I kept asking that question. In the meantime, I was having some anxiety and stuff like that. So all last year, I mean, I went out west looking for answers, and of course they're in me, but, and allowing other people, community, to help me on my journey. I mean, here, of course, I had you, I had Elisa, I had hired two other coaches. I mean, there's, you know, people here that I worked with, and of course, before the pandemic. So as the pandemic came in, what I found, though, was I did find huge online community, and most of
mm-hmm.
that community happens to be in other countries, though. And like Anita, you said, with your group,
mm-hmm.
you have people from all over the world, and I think that's really cool.
Right.
Mine was primarily Australia and the UK, and of course,
mm-hmm.
the people that I really associated with here, I was, I just found it to be kind of exhilarating, because we were able to do Zoom calls, we were able to do Facebook Live, we were able to do these conversations that, you know, quite frankly, had we not had the pandemic, we wouldn't, I wasn't really seeking it out. I couldn't tell
mm-hmm.
you, I could try to tell you how the universe lined it up, right? But
mm-hmm.
that doesn't matter. All you know is you have to be appreciative and grateful that it lined it up. And so
mm-hmm.
now you have these wonderful, even off, you know, just through Facebook, having people message you from all over. You haven't met them I haven't met them in person, but, you know, I think, based on all the stuff that I've been doing, there have been like four or five podcasts that I know of that have been launched, and people messaging me asking for, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? And, you know, certainly I can coach them, and I've offered that, but at the same time, it's like, you can go out and do this yourself. You know, this is how you do it. So I think it's been fun to watch people change what they're used to doing and move into something else and make a choice to do something else and do something different. And I think that's one of the things that I realized with this time that I have is that I can do something different, not for the sake of money or not for the sake of, you know, a following or anything like that. I can choose to do something just because I want the experience of doing it. And I think that's a very different way of living, and finding community in different areas has been really nice. Now, alone time has been really nice. With my family. I do spend a lot of time with, I want to say, older people. Like, my dad will be 80 in a month, and it's so weird. Wow. You know, my dad's like 80 going on 30. But you know, so I really take care of, like, if I get out and I don't get out in crowds. I mean, if I have to go grocery shopping and stuff, I still, we're very much, you know, wear masks. I've got masks everywhere. I've got, you know, gloves everywhere. I've got hand sanitizer. I've got all that stuff. So I'm, you know, it's not an easy thing to always keep up with that, because, you know, I'm so used to being in a small space and not having to wear my mask and stuff like that. But when I get out, like, went to the grocery store today, definitely, you know, have the mask, have the hand sanitizer. So, but I do spend a lot of time. I have a couple of clients who are in their mid-70s. And, you know, one of the things that they love for me to do is just come over and spend time with them, doing whatever work we need to do. But really, it's spending time with them because they are alone. You know, they don't necessarily go out. They don't, you know, they don't do a lot of normal, regular things that we do, like go to the grocery store, go to the post office. You know, they're using delivery services, and they're utilizing other people. And so if I have time, I'll go over and sit, you know, spend the day with them, or just sit with them for a couple hours. And, you know, we stay 6 feet apart. I definitely keep my mask on, you know, so all of those things have to be put in place. But I feel like like you said earlier, because I allowed and I asked for help when all this other stuff happened several years ago, I feel like because I did, people stepped up, because not necessarily that I helped them in any form. I don't know. I knew it's like the universe really brought me people. Like, people just showed up in my life, and it's like I trusted enough to say, I need your help, or Anita, I need to talk to you, or, you know, whatever that is. I mean, you and I, we've known each other in a different, like, a, you know, with my T-shirt printing business, and then you doing your volunteer work with the parks, and how we merged that. Our relationship sort of was business, and then grew into a really nice friendship. And it's like, so we could tell that. And it's like, and when I needed an abundance coach, there you are. When I needed, you know, just some uplifting, there you are. So it's really utilizing the people that you know, whether or not, because you and I have seen each other in person, which is nice, because we, you know, like when I was up there, and we'd go hang out at your place. And so anyway, I feel like, you're right, I have trusted my sense of community enough, but pre-COVID, you know, pre-pandemic, and then that community still is I feel like it's woven together. It's somebody once told me that my connections have tensile strength. She said she didn't know what it was, but she said that's what she was told. Spirit told her to tell me that my connections had tensile strength. And that's something that might, like a spider's web, where it might look real fragile, but in actuality, it's pretty sturdy. And so that's what I'm finding. I am finding that that my community, the people that I really connect with, have said yes to me, and I appreciate that. And it's more loving, more compassionate, more sharing, more giving and receiving. I mean, that's what I said. I feel like, yes, we manifested the pandemic, and we have a perspective of how we are living in this pandemic. Are we just surviving the pandemic, or are we thriving in the pandemic? I personally feel like for me in my life, I'm thriving in the pandemic. I feel good about the pandemic, but I just feel good about where I am, you know? So I don't know, you know, and not comparing the apples to oranges, because I like I said, I joke around sometimes and I go, oh, you know, I'm homeless, aka I don't own my home anymore, right? You know, and I joke around. And my friends are like, you're never homeless. Like, you would never,
right.
ever, never would be.
Right.
And you know what? And I've looked at homes because I was like, I'm going to buy one by the end of the year. But it's like, you know, why? Why are you, why do you think you need to have that to validate? I don't need it to validate myself anymore. And it's just been immensely different than what I'm used to. And at the same time, exhilarating, and even the times when I am by myself, the thought processes that come up, you know, sometimes it's like I said this morning, I felt like I was in the twilight zone, and there's eventually an aha that comes with that, or a thought that comes that really turns things around. So it's been frustrating sometimes, you know, if I go somewhere and I don't have a mask with me, but other than that, but you know, like you and I talked, we've talked about before. And Jay, I guess you guys in Canada, you're pretty locked down. They don't make us stay home here. They ask us if we don't need to go out, we go out. But we generally, we're so bad, we go out. You know, we're not listening. Uh-huh. But we've traveled. You know, that's what I want to say. Like Anita and I both have traveled when we've visited people, and you know, I've been up to the. Been up north, and you know, you're just, it's not like we're in crowds and stuff, but we just go, and all is well. Like anything that I've heard about the pandemic, I've had some stuff. My brother's mother-in-law passed from COVID, and that was a really all of a sudden thing, and that's odd to me, you know. And then there are people that are passing that I know. One of my aunts just passed recently, actually a couple weeks ago, and don't think it was COVID related, whether they labeled it that or not. She had been not well for a very long time. But you think about those things, and then I didn't go to the funeral because it was up in Kentucky, and apparently in one of the hotbeds it's COVID, which, you know, I kind of didn't. Get that internal, using my internal thing that said, no, you don't need to go, you know, just don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I feel like I've found more community in this because we've had to make changes and how we do a lot of things. I mean, I can't do workshops. I can't do live meetups. I can't do any of that stuff. So we have to improvise. And yeah. How about you, Anita?
Well, mine's been pretty much the same as yours. Is you know, I feel like I've been thriving in it, and I feel like I did for a while have a real sense of expanded compassion is the best way I can explain it. Like just a real feeling for everybody going through this.
Yeah.
And I had to work on that a lot, so I wasn't, because I'm very empathic anyway, and I didn't want to take on all those emotions. So the way I really expanded community is kind of like you were saying, I mean, picking and choosing, you know, because I know you've been careful, I've been careful. I feel I was watching something interesting today, called Danger Tourist, I think it was, or Dark Tourist. That's on Netflix. But it was talking about people that travel to places where there's, you know, certain type of like one was in a radiation area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someplace that had been radiation, and they all had their meters, and then they were freaking out because the radiation was getting really high, you know, those type of things. But then one interesting one was that they went someplace where the people actually celebrate death, because they live in a very dangerous area. but they formed a community and bond around that. So they even have times when they'll bake these huge cakes, and then there's one lady that's kind of like the head of it, and she'll do ceremony with them and all that. So I kind of feel like that's kind of what I've done. I've gotten more into my healing work. We did a healing this morning. We do one every Monday. There's usually a group of about 9 of us. And we do healing for each other. You know, I constantly send healing out to the world, obviously. And you helping me with my business, you know, my website, that type of thing. I'm going to start making rattles now for ceremonies.
Nice.
And, and so I've already had 4 friends that want a rattle. And so I do feel like I'm in a very supportive and again, international, which I love because I grew up in where we had international dinners at my elementary school. So I enjoy that international flair and the uniqueness and the different cultures. So for me, yes. What I want more face to face, I guess the one big thing I've missed is a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, that's what I would say is the biggest thing, the hugs, because I am a hugger.
Yeah.
So, but I think I've really grown my community and my purpose. So.
And
one thing I was going to suggest for the audience, if they had trouble with growing, you know, is I think Jay's fairly technical from what I've seen, and I know you're technical. And for those that are or aren't, you can always get help. There's plenty of stuff online to help you with it. Mm-hmm. And to me, one way to get community is like if you're good at something, then start getting in a group online and doing, lives or YouTubes or podcasts or however you want to do it, to teach people that. So share, and then you kind of grow your community of people that are interested in the same thing you are.
Yeah.
So that's just a suggestion.
Yeah. I noticed that you're doing more lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So,
yep.
I think there are ways to do that. And like I said, and there are people, I mean, now of all times, and that's why I'm saying there are a lot of conversations that I have with people who, it's like, they're not doing this work. I think that's a good way of putting it. They're not doing this work. They may not, like, you know, the three of us can have these conversations. There's some people who either don't want to have these conversations or they don't understand these conversations. And so I'm working on broaching that because there are a lot of people that I'm talking to right now. Had a friend of mine who wanted me to chat with someone that they knew. And I'm like, well, what's their stance on law of attraction? What's their stance on spirituality? Like, where are they? Because if I can talk to them, and if they don't have this perspective, like, what's their perspective? I mean, I do kind of know that, because if they're not open-minded, and, I mean, I can certainly, you and I have talked about God and stuff, and we can certainly talk in that fashion. But at the same time, you're just saying, you know, I'm glad that someone trusts me enough to have a conversation with somebody. At the same time, I just would like to know where they stand, because I could talk and they glaze over. When they glaze over, then you just know you're not going to, you know, I can help you, but you're going to have to ask the questions, you know, because I don't know where you stand. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a great saying with the forum, and I think you've been involved with the forum too, was always, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Exactly.
I've always loved that, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I guess don't assume you know everything because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And me as a human being, I will tell you, I don't know. But when you ask the question, there's something that's intuitively going to come up. And and actually, I'd invited a few people to actually do, you know, some of the mastermind stuff. I said, if you want a session, you know, I'm open to that. And I've had a few folks that said, you know, just let me know when you're going to do one. And I was like, well, I can kind of, you know, work around your schedule. And then I've had some people that, you know, I've offered it and they're like, I have to think about it. So my thing is this, again, we'll go back to apples and oranges. When you're ready to change your mind, literally, emotionally, spiritually, then we can help with that. I mean, all of us here can help with that. And I think that's the big difference, is because some people aren't ready. And it scares people. People are, you know, Jay, you're talking about the fear mentality. A lot of people have this fear that keeps them in the exact same place that they are at, you know. And a lot of them, I've talked to them and they say, you know, I've lived like this for most of my life I can remember. And it's like, well, you're an adult now. Do you want to change it? That's the question. So then some of them are like, yes, let me know when you're doing it, or I have to think about it. So, and when you start changing things, though, just know that shift's going to happen, right? Shift's going to happen. Things will start happening. And you've got to be able to move through that with some ease and grace, or maybe not so much ease and grace. That was my mantra all last year. Ease and grace. Ease and grace. Ease and grace.
I like it.
Ease and grace. Yeah. Yeah. And everybody's as sweet as they can be. Yep.
That's right.
Jay, that's what we say here. When we don't understand, we just say that. That's the word, as sweet as they can be.
Or isn't that interesting?
Oh, I love that one, Anita. I've used that so much in the past couple of weeks. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So everybody's living their own. Actually, you guys were talking about that. What's that Netflix show you just said about the people that live close to death?
I think it's called Dark Taurus.
Dark Forest?
Taurus. T-O-U-R-I-S-T.
Oh, Dark Taurus. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm looking it up now, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Dark Taurus.
Yeah. I was having a conversation earlier and I said, you know, cause we, you know, like I said, I had an aunt that passed recently and we were talking about death, and I said, I'm, you know, in my weird sort of way, I just said, well, I'll be happy to take a break. You know, that's what it is, right? You release your physical heaviness of your human body and you're back at source and you're just kind of like, woo, that was a ride, right? And so that's what I said, you know, when I'm going to look back at this, I'm going to get to see the big picture of it and go, oh my God, it wasn't as not easy as I thought, right? It was everything was fine. I was making a huge deal out of it. So really understanding that, you know, it people, places, things show up for us to move us in the direction that we're supposed to go. So when we can find that gift in every situation, I mean every situation, then we can move ourselves in the direction that we're supposed to go. That's the bigness of who we are. That's the power that we have. And so I was saying, I'm okay. I'll be great. And that, to me, is funny. And you did laugh, too, because people didn't think that was very funny, because I said, I'll be so happy to take a break. And they're like, what? You know, so, you know, what does that mean? No, it doesn't mean I'm suicidal. It means that I don't fear it. I will welcome it and it will be done. It's like, okay, I had my time on my roller coaster ride on my life here. It's time what's the next one, right? And then of course somebody chimed in and said, well, you know, you're going to turn around and come right back. And I said, probably, But it's not a fear. So there are some people that are, you know, when you say things like that, they're like, wow, I can't, you know, how can you be so nonchalant about death? And it's like, it's part of life. I mean, it's gonna happen at some point.
None of us are getting out alive, as they say. Sorry, folks.
So, I make fun of things. So I'm making fun of that. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, you love getting on a roller coaster ride and going through the roller coaster ride. And when you get off, you feel exhilarated. And yeah, you might go around a couple of times, but if you stayed on that roller coaster ride all day for day after day after day, you're exhausted. And that's kind of what we're doing here. You know, it's kind of the... what we're doing in this, in our lives, you know, but some of us, I wouldn't say all, I know people who, you know, they're pretty numb, you know, I'm at least observing that, if that makes sense, because I don't, and you know, you like, you won't line up with those people who aren't, taking those steps to, you know, and that, if that's their life and they're happy with it, that's fine. It just seems to me like it's flat line, you know, or there's not.
Well,
happy.
I think that's why your work is so good, because I think a lot of that, when people are stuck, is fear based. I mean, that's how I feel anyway. Maybe not a fear they're aware of, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But you're good with your mastermind stuff. Pulling that kind of stuff out, like from the subconscious, of why people are stuck.
And most of it's programming. All of it, 100% of it's programming, I'd say.
Well, speaking of programming, we used to belong to a meaningful discussion group a while back. And diamonds, why they were so expensive. But a long time ago, the Beers wanted to make some money on useless rocks, basically. I don't know if you heard this story. So they convinced the public that in order to get married or a proposal, is you get to have one of these useless rocks called a diamond. And they made it such that it's supposed to be just a very expensive item to hold, and it holds a lot of wealth and, you know, and significance, right, in marriage proposals. So you could see how it was people being programmed in that way to think that this is real. We accept that, right? So I think sometimes when we actually do compare ourselves, or not compare ourselves, vice versa, you know, from apples and oranges, is that we don't have a basis for anything, if you think about it, right?
Right.
It could be spiritual, mental, physical, you know, monetary item. We don't have a basis for ourselves to not even compare, but just what is our basis, right? We can jump from that basis. So, that's, I think, one of the reasons why I think we're not really lost world right now, that our basis has been taken out of us, right? Our desocialization, or some of our jobs got taken away, and everything's been turned upside down in a way, right? So, I think that's what's happening now. It's like, you know, what is my truth? Why am I here right now, experiencing this? I think that's a big thing, a real big thing right now. Why am I experiencing that? And I think we got to face the fact that we're experiencing this as a whole world right now, right?
Uh-huh.
There's more stuff to come that we actually have to be waking up to, so we don't get into a mess, basically, a real mess for ourselves. And, you know, physically and mentally, spiritually too. So this is a real time for us to think that it's not a demoralizing world we're living right now, but there's definitely opportunity right now if you are open to see actually what is going on. So, and that's a long time ago, I used to think that in order for me to be accepted or is that is so much, how, so how much wealth I have, or right, but that's not truth, right? So that wasn't my thing, but some people, that's what it is, and that's what their own, you know, life path is. So we usually can't compare ourselves spiritually with other people who are not spiritual too, right? And we do that on the metaphysical side, because why aren't they doing this? Like, you know, it's basically kind of like scolding other people. It's like, why haven't you waken up yet? Why haven't you waken up your spiritual aspect of yourself, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the one thing about, that's one thing that is thing when you wake up. It's like, how can you can't be like us? And you got to say, well, you know, kind of accept that you're on your path and I'm on my path. And, you know, if I do that, then it causes less issues for me. And so it's trying to ensue that, you know, this is the way to go. But like I said, when people are ready, the teacher will be there. So, and like I said, Anna, you're saying some of the people were there when you put it out there. So, yeah, I'm ready to take the next step. So and people were there, you know, not waiting, but you just manifested that. You manifested that for yourself. So, yeah.
Well, very good point.
And I love that, you know, that what you just said too is, you know, you acknowledge people for where they're at, and there's no need to change people. It's like nobody's broken and nothing needs to be fixed. If you look at it like that, because it's like everybody's on their journey. And when you understand that they are a person on their journey and they're doing what they know to do based on their program. You know, it, to me, that's fascinating. That's being in observation mode and just observing. And it's like, you know, when I found my older brother, when he found us, you know, he started telling me all about his life and who he was and what he stood for and what political, you know, position he had. And I said, how about this, Bob? You don't put your stuff on me. I won't put my stuff on you. We'll just, like, be happy together doing, you know, when we see each other, we'll just hug each other and say, I love you, and, you know, hang out and just kind of chit chat. And he's like, well, that sounds really good. So, you know, it's that easy, you know, but every once in a while, he'll send me a little message. Before the pandemic, he sent me a message that, hey, I was at a convention. There was this, they called it, it wasn't meditation bus, but it was something where you went in and you sat for 10 or 15 minutes, and it was a meditation bus, you know. They called it something else. And he said, I went in and I sat and I just listened to this really cool music, and I was in there for 15 minutes, and he goes, I just thought of you when I saw it. He goes, you should do something like this. I thought, oh, okay, that sounds cool. Yeah, so he was like, so they hired this meditation bus or whatever they called it to, a relaxation bus, I think, or something is that what they called it. And they had it at the convention. So I thought that was a really cool thing. But he'll call me and tell me about things like that. Like, he'll, you know, we've had good discussions about God and our perspective of God. And so, you know, we do have those conversations, but I'm not trying to change him. He's not trying to change me. We just talk until we agree to disagree, and then we're done, you know, or we move on to another subject. So,
right.
But, Anita, I didn't know if you drew any cards for us tonight.
Well, I drew an abundance card, and interestingly enough, it's I will tell my story as I want it to be.
Ah.
So if you let your dominant intention be to revise and improve the content of the story you tell every day, it is our absolute promise to you that your life will become that ever-improving story.
Abraham.
So, yeah. So I thought that was quite perfect for what we were all talking about.
Yep. Very cool. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've decided I needed to... probably I enjoyed myself so much last week just getting outside and doing some things, and I was like, I think that's the key too, is making sure we do get out in nature and hug a tree on the day. I mean, Anita, you've got a really nice little path right across the street from your house, surrounding
mm-hmm.
a little pool. So you've got a beautiful mm-hmm. little walk that you can do. And there's one, you know, there's a couple of places when I'm on the lake, that's just beautiful. And the hike down to the water is a little, you know, I can do that a couple of times and be good. And if I'm somewhere else, then there's always a park or something nearby. Well, Lisa and I did that before I left to go to Alabama. We had a really nice leisurely walk in a really nice new park that we found. But yeah, get out in nature for sure. Get some vitamin D.
Yeah, that's definitely important.
Yep. So, well, yeah, we have a few minutes. So, anybody have any last minute things they want to say or chat about?
Oh, just take it day by day, and that's all we have now. Look at
yep.
the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in our own sort of isolation in a way right now. So, yeah, we really are in a time of change for this whole world, so hopefully not for the worse, but I guess we'll see what happens. So it's only our souls are going to scream out, say, I'm not going to take this anymore, so we'll do it in a really peaceful way.
Yeah.
So yep. and wake up to what actually is going on, really, really going on, and then I guess people who are woken up is to wake up more people, and I think that's why my
mm-hmm.
not responsibility. I'm doing that right now, just trying to wake up people as much as I can. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great.
So, Jay,
yeah,
did you
go ahead?
Oh, go ahead. I was going to ask him if he had created a way for people to connect with him at all. I was asking him.
Don't really have anything right now. I think I have to think about maybe for next week. I think I have to think about that. So, just for privacy reasons and things. So,
okay.
But I'll think about that for next week.
Oh,
so,
no worries. No push and no rush. That's just the. That's just the pushy marketing person in me, I think.
yeah, thank you.
For those that want
a part of you I love.
I do. I actually do it subtly. I'm not as super pushy as a lot of folks I know, but I do like to do shameless advertising for people. So somebody said, you should just be a promoter. I go, I am. I do.
Yeah.
I promote people. But for those that want to connect with Anita, you can go visit her website at www.earthpathguide.com. You can also email her at askanita@earthpathguide.com. You can reach me either through ask@universalenergyradio or, hey, that's our 90 seconds, or lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. And there's some freebie stuff on there if you guys want to download some stuff. I'm excited about, you know, stuff that's happening. And I think that's the energy of this is getting ourselves to the point where we're kind of excited about the changes. And, yes, we want to wake people up to the possibility, because the more people we can get to be on the side of being, you know, not necessarily happy just about the pandemic, but just happy about themselves, within themselves, I believe that we can hold that space for transformation. And I'm looking forward to that. Whatever that means, you know, but I want to thank you two for once again getting on here. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Really grateful for your opportunity and the invite and invitation. That was so sweet.
I love it, Jay.
We love it. We love it. Yeah, I know. But and, you know, it was like, we got to do this. It's like, I hope Jay joins us every week. That would be cool.
I know. I'm so glad.
It's nice to get varying perspectives, you know. It's nice to to get your perspective, Jay, and yours, Anita. I mean, we can share in that. And then, you know, I mean, even as we're talking, we have similar stuff, but it's different too. And people can relate to that. And I love that.
Yeah, well,
All right. Awesome. All right. Love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
All
you
right.
All.
Have a great evening.
Next Monday. Bye. Thanks for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Definitely, if you're on social media, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Media. And on Instagram, Universal Energy Radio. Sorry, we're Universal Energy Media on Instagram. I do that twist around. Have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, and you are infinitely loved. Bye.